Welcome to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. Prepare your heart for laughter and tears as we share the unpolished stories of the homeless and hurting, hope and transformation. Here's your host, Director of the Union Gospel Mission, Pastor Tim Lane.
Well, I am glad you guys decided to join us today. I got to tell you, I've got a couple of people here that technically work for me, but they're my friends as well. And I think that both of them are extremely interesting people. One you've heard many times on the radio show. The other one, not so much. As a matter of fact, not at all. But you're going to hear from him today. You know, every time I start the show, I like to have something to encourage all of you that are out there. If you're feeling a little down or maybe things aren't going well with you. But the greatest encouragement I can ever give you is the same encouragement that changed darkness into light for me, and that's the love of Jesus Christ. And if you're not a member or going to a healthy, well-balanced, Bible-believing church, and you are feeling lost, estranged, you're lonely or hurting, then the best advice that can be given to you is find that healthy, well-balanced church. Become a member there. Don't just take up a pew, but really come to be part of that church and let the church minister to you and you minister to them as well. So today, I have, I guess you would call it the old and the new. I have Tim Trenum with me, and Tim Trenum, as many of you probably know, is our chef, our cook at the Union Gospel Mission. He's done a wonderful job for the last 12 years. I hired him off the program, and he has never disappointed me. I have always told everybody, nobody ever ran that kitchen as well as Tim did. Now, Tim has told me that he is going back east. He wants to help his sister who needs to be in a care home. And Tim just could not ignore that. And so he prayed about it over the last year. He told me that that's what he was thinking of doing. And so I told him, I said, just pray. Pray very hard that this is a difficult situation that you're going to be walking into. And so he has been. He came to me not too long ago and said that he really wanted to leave now. So he also loves the mission and never wanted to leave the mission in bad stead. And so there was a young man on the program coming through, and we don't generally hire directly from the program. However, I did with Tim Trenum many years ago. And so I have Christian Okezie with me, and Christian is young, strong, and all the things that Tim and I aren't. So at any rate, he is going to be taking over, and as you can tell, he's, from his name, Okezie, he's a good Irish kid. Well, maybe not Irish, via, you know, Nigeria, but close. So I would like, first of all, my friend Tim, to say hello to all of you out there.
How's everybody doing today? I hope you're blessed.
And my friend Christian, how about you say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. My name is Christian. Nice to meet everyone.
All right. So, Tim, tell me, how do you feel about this departure of yours?
Well, sad in a way. I've been with the mission a long time, and, you know, my heart's there. I believe God dwells on that 1 acre, and just to be chosen to do God's work is why me? And now I can say, why not me? Mm-hmm. You know? And it was just a pleasure. And it's a sad thing. It's not by choice that I leave. It's by a necessity. So things have to be taken care of. My sister's 83. She's not doing well. And she's got a home, and she's slightly has dementia. And there's just a lot of issues. And I have a brother there, and we're strange, but he can't do too much for her. He's got a bad back, and he's now going to have back surgery. So I told God to give me a sign. He's gave me many. So, and I'm comfortable with the decision, and God put somebody in the kitchen, you know, via me. I mean, I know the person had the ability, and I just am comfortable leaving and knowing that the things I hope I established at the mission will continue and be added to, and, you know, that we can continue to feed people and bring people through the program and teach them some culinary skills and, you know, just evolve as a mission. The mission's been here for 64 years, and I tell people all the time, they did 50 of that without me, and they'll do another 50 when I'm gone. So, you know, I just hope that I'm leaving it a little better than I found it, and I believe I have.
You absolutely have. Listen, I know that we all get maudlin about these things, and we say all these grandiose things, but everything that I'm telling you about the gentleman sitting here and the other one to my right is absolutely the truth and how I feel about everything that has happened at the mission. When I got to the mission almost 20 years, 19 years ago, the kitchen was, well, the whole mission was kind of in trouble, but the kitchen was poorly run. And there were so many things that were just terrible about the way the kitchen was functioning, about the meals that were coming out. And so then another cook came in, and it still wasn't being run well. Matter of fact, I was frustrated because I found out that they were chipping out all these turkeys out of the frozen or out of our freezer. And when I asked why this happened, well, they were all piled up there. And I said, okay, well, how come things aren't rotated? Well, when Tim Trenum came in, he started rotating all the stuff out of the freezer, trying to look at all the things that were outdated. You know, you can freeze stuff, but it doesn't mean that you can have it in there for 15 years. Not that we had that. And so then Tim started to try to modify with the stuff we have, try to give a menu, you know, not written down because we don't know what comes in every day. So we had to bounce around from there. But he tried to make it as pleasant as possible, not just for our program guys, but for the folks out on the street. So he wanted it seasoned right. He wanted it cooked right. It wasn't just throw it on a plate and they got to take it. And so that was the genesis of how that started. And so Tim, like me, I don't want ever to leave the mission behind without a destination, without an idea of what it is. And, you know, Tim has adopted the idea and probably from the very beginning that this is God's house. And we're not just doing these things because it's a job. We're doing these things because this is God's house. And we want the very best coming out of that kitchen. Correct, Timothy?
That's absolutely correct. Couldn't have said no better, boss.
Well, try.
Well, no, but on the flip side of that, I've had the opportunity of working for you and being your friend. So true. Trust me, in my tender there, the changes and the person that you are, I think you're an excellent shepherd. I think you lead your flock very well. That's in your old church as well as here. So you're definitely going to leave the mission in a much better place than you found it as well. So I know you're humble and don't like to take a lot of credit, but you have to give some credit where credit's due. And I'm sure God will make your path just as comfortable and as possible just for being a man of service to him.
Well, that's very kind of you. And so, Christian, you trained under Tim for these last few months, and you got a big job ahead of you.
Absolutely.
Do you have any trepidation about starting as trying to take over?
Well, he some big shoes to fill.
Literally,
yeah. You know, we wear the same size, I believe. But he's as you said, he's been a great shepherd and a great steward of the mission. As you mentioned, I'm currently, you know, in the program. I actually graduate here in a week. Long story short, I've been working with Tim for the past 4 or 5 months now, and ever since I got into the kitchen, I understood why the mission, you know, do what they do, because at the end of the day, we're a lighthouse, and the quality in terms of the food quality, although people may look at it as just a homeless shelter, it's not that, you know. I was actually on the streets prior to coming to the mission, and they cared for me, you know, not knowing me out of Adam. Every day I was fed spiritually and physically, and I noticed something about the food. It wasn't just, you know, like you said, slop on a plate.
Right.
There was the quality and the care put into the food, brings people there, you know, each and every day, you know, because obviously some, you know, people are starving out there. And, you know, Tim, ever since I've worked for Tim has, just watching him, you know, and the passion that he has for the mission, for the guests, it's amazing. And I've learned so much from him. Now, do I have any, you know, worries at all? I don't think so, because he's given me the confidence in terms of knowing how to run the kitchen properly. Prior to working for Tim, I had some kitchen experience, well, about 10, 12 years of kitchen experience, but like I always like to say, every kitchen is different, and I had to learn how to work within the parameters of the mission. And it's been nothing but joy, you know, working with him side by side every day. I don't even consider, he is my boss, you know, for the time being, but it's been joyous to work with Tim. Every day I wake up happy, you know, because I know I'm going to learn something new, you know, whether it's a new skill or just a new trait or confidence, newly found confidence in myself. And he's taught me a lot, not just in the kitchen, you know, in and out of the kitchen. And, you know, I just thank God for, you know, for putting me in a position to where I'm able to learn every day.
Yeah, and I know that despite all the kidding and all the things that go on, Tim, you saw something special in Christian, I believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He wouldn't be where he is if I didn't.
And it's not just skill, right?
No, not at all. I don't look at Christian as anything less than my friend.
Yeah, I get it. I feel the same way, by the way. But that's the same way that I feel about you as well. You know, am I the director and the boss? Well, yeah, I guess you could put it that way, but that's not how we've functioned all these years. As you've got to do what I've said. As a matter of fact, people didn't even understand in the beginning when I would come to, he didn't understand. I'd say, Tim, listen, can I use this? Oh, you're the boss. I said, no, but you're the kitchen manager, and you need to know, you need to tell me what to do as far as your kitchen goes. What can we take out of there? What can we use here or there? I said, that's on you, brother. I don't want to interfere with that. So, and it will be the same way with Mr. Okazie too.
Take whatever you need.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. You know, he's taught me.
He's learning.
Well. Yeah, I'm definitely learning. Definitely learning. We have to, you know, like I said, we have to be good stewards of what God blesses us
Amen.
With. And, you know, that goes with how we distribute, you know, these goods and the quality. That's one thing that I feel like he has confidence in me, because we both take pride in what we do at the end of the day. Food quality, like I said, it's not just a mission. We actually have a good group of staff right now in terms of our cooks, very talented cooks. And one thing, the system isn't broken. It never was.
Right.
And I'm not here to change anything whatsoever. But our focus in trying to elevate, you know, in terms of food quality and everything, I feel like Tim has been confident in me to do so. So, you know, First, we do this for the glory of God, but at the end of the day, I don't want to let my boss down either.
Well, you have to understand, too, that when Tim had been a manager, he had, you know, trained people, he'd had people work for him, he'd been successful in other areas.
Right.
And he knew how to cook, but he was not a professional cook.
Right.
However, because he was dedicated to doing it, he took the skills he already had, correct?
Correct.
And you parlayed that into with your management skills to bring about the way the kitchen is run today.
And correct? That's what I was trying to share with Kristen. A lot of times this isn't to befriend people or to be rude to people. It's to get the job done safely and most effectively as far as time and anything else goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, my grandma taught me how to cook. You know, most of my recipes come from my grandmother.
He never shares them, by the way.
No, as a matter of fact, he cooks a pineapple upside down cake
to die
in a big pan.
To die for.
Now, here's where I pull the boss card. I require one of the corner pieces where it's a little crispy on the edges. And so I get one of them. But I ask him, I said, well, can I get the recipe? He said, yes, but I'll have to kill you. My grandmother's recipe.
Yeah, third me the same way.
I can't cook, so he's of no danger.
I've had three people ask me, am I going to leave a cookbook behind when I leave?
Answer is no.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. One day.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'll leave a cookbook, Betty Crocker. So, but at any rate, it's always good to work with good people. It's always wonderful when you can work with somebody, even, you know, especially if you happen to be the leader of a organization. It's nice to know that you also care about them as family and as friends, and you know, we walk in Christ together. I want them both to come on the show again next week, and I want to go through a little bit of Mr. O'Casey's background and how he came to Christ and how he came to know the mission. And we know Tim's story, but I'd like to refresh a little bit of that too. I'd also like to confer with Christian. Do you find that Tim is a wise guy like I do?
Oh, absolutely. Every day I'm learning something new.
You know. Even on the radio show, I got to watch him. Because,
that's, you know, another trait. God bless me.
Yeah.
He always tells me, he said, 10,000 comedians and you got to try to be funny.
And this is just for everyone listening. At the end of the day, the mission is, we don't look at it as work. And I think my boss here can second that, because at the end of the day, we do it because of the joy it brings us, and just their environment there in the mission is very relaxed. And that's, you know, one of the main things that I looked for when it came to, you know, this position being passed down to me. It was just how loving, you know, and welcoming everybody is there. Our director, we have conversations literally every single day. You know, it's a very relaxed, you know, he has an open door policy, by the way. And one thing about him is he bestows wisdom in the midst of all the jokes that he has, countless amount of jokes. But it's just it's the atmosphere. Everybody there take pride in whatever they do. You know, it doesn't matter what position, everybody takes pride. And we wake up literally every day to serve. And that's one of the biggest things that has changed, at least changed my life. Taking time out of my day, you know, or stop looking at what I'm going through or what I may be dealing with at that day or that time, and focusing on someone else. And I think that's the focal point of the mission. People are literally making sacrifices every day in order to serve, and that's just the beauty of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, there's the old adage that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And although there is work going on all the time, some of it's pleasant, some of it may not be so pleasant, The reality is, I look back, I reflect on the last 19 years that I've been there, and I think to myself, you know, I'd been a pastor, I'd owned an air conditioning company, I'd been all those things, and in every one of those things, a pastoral thing was different, but when I did commercial air conditioning, I knew what I was doing, and I cared about doing it, and I took pride in it. But it is not the same as serving in a ministry, no matter what your capacity is. You can find yourself enjoying being a janitor if that is what God has called you to do. People often say, well, you're an ordained pastor. Yes, I'm an ordained Baptist pastor. But you know what? God doesn't have any unordained people. So you're a cook, you're a chef, you're a truck driver, a doctor, a lawyer, a cement guy. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be God's representative in Amen. Any place you are. Absolutely. And you should be.
Right.
So is it always a job where people are grateful? So, Tim, is everybody always grateful?
No, negative. No. But it's okay. It's the ones that are grateful makes it worthwhile. Some people, you know, you've been there forever. It's like, you know, the mental health issues now is running rampant with the homelessness. And, you know, you just have to know who you're dealing with and recognize that and just still address those issues with compassion and love. And that's, it makes everything okay, you know? It really makes it worthwhile. You know, sometimes you wake up and you just, you know, you say, okay, why me? Why me, Lord? Why did you pick me to do this yeah. job? You know, and people say, well, how you doing? I say, you know, good. And they say, oh, I'm doing, I say, how dare I complain? You know, how dare I complain? God woke me up this morning. I'm going to a job I love. I'm going to be around people I care for, and I'm able to do his work. I mean, what can I complain about?
I guess the way I always used to put it was that I love to see Friday when my wife was still alive. I used to say that I love to see Friday come, but I don't dread Monday either, you know, because both of those things gave great satisfaction. And there were a lot of trouble. There was a lot of trouble over the years that you run into. You probably do anywhere, but at the end of the day, there's always knowing that God is there. Matter of fact, when I first took the job, there were some serious problems. And, well, not the job, the ministry, as God gave it to me. And I went home a little discouraged about something, and I said, you know, I said, God didn't bring me there to make me the last captain of a sinking ship. Mm-hmm. Failure is not an option. Listen, guys, we're really kind of out of time. So I would implore all of you that are out there, if you could just come back next week and listen to the radio show. And I really want you to do this because I know that the insights that both of these gentlemen have will give you a better insight into what the mission is like. So a quick goodbye from you guys.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
God
guys
bless
for
you,
everything.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening. See
so,
you guys next week.
Yes, absolutely. You won't see him. It is radio.
Oh, it is, yeah. I forgot about that.
excuse me, folks. He's learning.
All right. So as always, my dear friends, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
You've been listening to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. If your heart's been touched and you want to know more about the work of the mission, log on to UGMSAC.com, UGMSAC.com. To donate clothing, food, time, or financial help, call 916-447-3268, 916-447-3268. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for Voices from the Street.